Fright Film Radio. I'm Matt Micucci from the 22nd Febiofest, Prague's International Film Festival, and I'm joined by the director of Schmidtka, Stefan
Altrud.
Thanks very much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
I have to ask you this. It's kind of like, it seems like an easy question, but usually it's actually more difficult than people think. But nevertheless, our listeners might be interested in knowing a little something about the story of the film, first of all.
I think it's a story which is like many layers, and everybody can take different parts of it. I try to make an entertaining film, so I think it's quite like a mysterious story, but at the same time it's supposed to be funny. And the story is really simple. It's an aging old windmill engineer who is caught up in his like daily life and doesn't have any fun living it anymore. And he's sent to Czech Republic to the Ore Mountains, to the Krušné Hory. And he gets caught up there in quite a Kafkaesque way and cannot escape. His colleague gets lost, and he's called by the woods.
Yeah.
And he gets in the woods.
Yeah, the thing I want to say is, first of all, congratulations on making such a fascinating film. I love the way in which you mix the humor and, you know, the darker, more even horror-like situations in the film. And the style is a clever mix of commercial films and art house films.
First of all, this is very well observed, but this is like my favorite kind of films. I wanted to do something which I, my brother, and my friends like to watch.
Yeah.
And okay, we didn't have a lot of money, but still we tried to do something like our favorite films, like the Coen brothers, like David Lynch, this kind of films, because I really like it when a film entertains, but on like a subliminal level, has like something to tell or something you cannot quite grasp, and which keeps you like thinking about it the next day after you see it, saw it. And for me, it's also a little bit the hardest way to do films, because there is like, I don't know, this European thing that you have art house or political or social cinema, and then you have mainstream cinema.
True, yeah.
And to mix them is for me the biggest achievement, and the films I like most, because I think when somebody gives you 90 minutes of his life to sit in a dark room and watch what you produced, you have to give them something.
What was the starting point for you to tell the story? Was there anything that inspired you in particular?
There was two things. One was a story of the story is a story of a real living man who's also an engineer, not a windmill engineer, but a man who really fascinated me. I didn't know why, but I wanted to tell a story about him. Then I found out that it's a feeling about life a lot of people have and I have in common about a modern life. That was one thing. And another thing was this Ore Mountains itself, because we were there traveling, and everything is written for the locations. As also we didn't have any money to change anything, but it was it's like you have to go there. It's a magical, a little bit forgotten piece of earth, and it's not comfortable there, but it's really cool. It's really, really cool.
It is magnificent. I have to agree. And of course, one of the fascinating things is kind of like this cultural contrast, which is also in the production, in the sense that it was a German Czech kind of co-production, but it's also a very fascinating element, right?
Yeah. Okay, I'm Czech and I live in Germany, and I'm quite sensitive to both, like the prejudice of both nations against each other. And personally, I think I don't give a shit what nation people are from, but to make fun of it, I think it's cool. But normally, like the film professionals, they say you need three things: you need time, money, and experience. And if you don't have one, you have to have more of the other two. So we didn't have any money and any experience, and time was also a little bit limited. But we needed also a little bit more than like a full equipped team would need.
Yeah.
So So this was the biggest challenge, and then we made our own challenge by trying something as in a different style that it's taught by the professors how to do it. So we tried to make like an experiment on telling a story which you cannot quite grasp. So this made it extremely difficult, because you cannot just watch, if you make like a thriller, then you watch a thriller and you watch like how they did it. So there are rules, and we try to play with these rules, and it's not always the best idea to first try to play with the rules before you all practice them until you know
them. You need to know the rules before you can break them.
And I'm a big fan of knowing the rules. I think that you can break them, but only thing I don't accept in films is the excuse like, if nobody understands it, it's their fault, they are stupid. I think you have to entertain.
So the obligatory question then is the actors and the casting. What was that process like? How did you find the right players?
Yeah, this was like amazing for me. It was pretty cool. I was writing it already for half a year or 9 months for Peter Coat, for the main protagonist, and I knew he's the only one who can play it. If you see this film, you will understand that he's amazing. I always thought he's like a kind of German Bill Murray, a little bit. Feel like this, and I was a big fan of him, but he's unfortunately quite famous in Germany, and he's also playing in a theater I liked, and I was just like walking around him, but not having the courage to ask him. And then my professor, she said, like, did you ask him? And I said, no. But he will never have time and you cannot pay him, so... And then I went to the theater, like, totally nervous. It was a little bit like asking out... Like, when you're 16 and you ask the most beautiful girl of your school if she wants to be your wife. And and so...
married at 16.
Yes.
Right?
And strangely, he did it. For free, and that was like a gift. So and same with the Czech actors, it was amazing. I was so lucky to work with them. It's like, sounds a little bit like a cliche, but I was so busy doing this film, because you have to do a lot of other things also, that I always say like, I'm so lucky I had so good actors, because they were like fitting together, and it was cool to just watch them.
Yeah, it's very important that the crew and the cast understand the actual vision, the overall vision of the project.
Yeah, they were also we realized that both crew and cast were like, we were from a lot of countries, like cameramen is Romanian and like mixed, and but they were like a same style of people, or how do you say, like same kind of people, like
same mold, you know, they were kind of similar in interests, and
it was more like people more acting from the heart, and no like film intellectuals, but also no commercial and also, but mostly also really relaxed, cool people who both not knew how to work hard and party hard.
Lord knows that's important. Yeah. They're both important things, right? So what's your plan now that Schmidka is done, and you're taking it all over the world? You must already be thinking about a possible future project, right?
Yeah, Schmidka. We will get Schmidka like in cinemas both here in Czech Republic and in Germany, and we are thinking also about another countries, and my next projects, I am writing two screenplays. One is more like a clear comedy. It's about when I first moved to Germany, because we moved a lot when I was small, because my father is a conductor, and when I first moved to Germany, I didn't speak a word of German, and I didn't understand the German language, and I came from a relatively big city, Prague, to like a small, very traditional village, and by misunderstandings my parents put me in an all-girls school with 13, and
that's interesting, right?
Yeah, so I want to make like a 90s music, you know, like Dr. Alban, it's a Eurodance music comedy, like really like cool for the kids, and First Love, and like a high do you know Submarine,
I
really like these kinds of films also,
right.
And but also it has a like a quite a, like a I think important story to tell.
Yeah, I get you. Yeah, coming of age kind of, you know, comedy.
It's a coming of age comedy, but it has like, it's for all the outsiders.
Exactly.
It's for
yeah,
the fat boy who sits in front of the TV and nobody likes him, gets mobbed in school, and then he sees the film and he feels like, okay, I'm not alone.
Exactly, yeah. Wonderful. Well, we'll be looking forward to seeing that film, but for now, I do wish you all the best with Schmidtka, and I'm sure it'll have great success, you know.
Thank you also.
Thanks very much, and this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.